VoiceTubers! Welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Julia. This is my very first time serving as your host, and I hope you enjoy my content. Today is Monday, and I wish all of you a great start for the new week. Today we're gonna talk about honey and lemon. Yeah, literally honey and lemon. But I'm not referring to the honey and lemon meme from a Taiwanese election a few months ago. What we're gonna talk about today is how a glass of honey and lemon works for you and why you should definitely try it. But before we jump right into today's lesson, let me ask you a question. What do you often do to refresh yourself? Since today is a Monday, the first day after a restful weekend, I bet you definitely did something to boost your energy, right? For me, I'd certainly have my breakfast at home before I rush out because I'm a breakfast lover. How about you? Make sure to share with me and leave your comments below. Alright, let's firstly take a look at today's sentence and vocabulary before we find out more about the secrets of honey and lemon with this video. Here we go! Lemon juice detoxes your body, prevents bloating, and helps you to feel full for longer, all of which can help you lose weight. Furthermore, it also cleanses your taste buds and helps get rid of your cravings for sweet and fattening foods. Alright, once again, lemon juice detoxes your body, prevents bloating, and helps you to feel full for longer, all of which can help you lose weight. Furthermore, it also cleanses your taste buds and helps get rid of your cravings for sweet and fattening foods. 柠檬汁让你的身体排毒，预防胀气，也让你觉得有饱足感的时间更长。以上都对减重有帮助。此外，它还可以清洁你的味蕾，并有助于你摆脱对甜食和会让人发胖的食物的渴望。那我们先来看第一个单字 ，prevent， prevent， prevent 是动词 ，it means to keep from happening or existing， 阻止、妨碍、预防。比方说，你想说你的朋友 Emily 每天早晨都会服用枇杷膏来舒缓喉咙，并预防声音沙哑，那你就可以说。Emily takes loquat paste every morning to help soothe her throat and prevent a hoarse voice. 这边的 a hoarse voice 就是指声音沙哑。那在这边补充喉咙痛就是 sore throat. 比方 I have a sore throat 就是我喉咙痛。那在这个例句中我们还看到一个 loquat paste, 就是我们所说的枇杷膏。Loquat 就是枇杷。如果外国人不知道枇杷是什么，你就可以和他们说 It's a small, pear-shaped Asian fruit with orange skin. And according to Chinese medicine and the wisdoms of the elders, it's a fruit that is very good for our throat.
它是一种小小的、形状像梨子、且外皮是橘子的亚洲水果。那么 paste 则是指膏状、糊状的东西。上个月中旬是美国 Miracle on the Hudson 十周年纪念。十年前，一架从纽约起飞的飞机遇到鸟袭，结果最后奇迹似的迫降在 Hudson River 上，机上154 passengers and crew 154名乘客还有机组人员毫发无伤。在 CNN 的新闻中就提到，机场人员都会利用雷达、噪音及雷射光束来驱赶鸟类，以预防鸟类的袭击事件重演。那我们就可以说 Airports use radar, noise, and laser beams to prevent bird strikes. 机场利用雷达、噪音及雷射光束来预防鸟袭。再来介绍 full 这个字。Full 当形容词有很多的意思，像是充满的、程度上最大、最高的意思。例如 The room is full of people, 整个房间都挤满了人。那在影片中 ,full 指的是 satisfied especially with food or drink, 是吃饱的形容词。要注意它的发音是 full, 不是 fool, 不然就变成 fool, 傻瓜、蠢蛋的意思了。让我们来看例句。After having dinner at an all-you-can-eat restaurant, Willie was too full to walk. Willie 在吃到饱餐厅吃晚餐吃到太撑，以至于无法走路。不知道你们大家有没有吃太饱走不动的经验？像我就有，于是我就下定决心 make up my mind 不再去吃到饱餐厅了。Let's take a look at the second sentence. 第二句例句是 Those gurgitators in eating contests just never seem to get full.大胃王比赛中的参赛者们似乎永远也吃不饱。那这一句句子里面的 gurgitators 要注意它的发音是 gurgitators， 是指大胃王的意思。它是源自于拉丁的字根 gurga， 或是 gorges， 意思是喉咙 throat。另外 ，on a full stomach 是 full 的片语，是指 having recently eaten， 指刚吃饱的状态。比方说 ，Don't go exercising on a full stomach， 饭后不要马上去运动。这边补充它的相反片语就是 on an empty stomach。接着来看 get off 这个片语。Get off means to do something so as to no longer have or to be affected or bothered by something or someone that is unwanted. 中文意思是清除、除去、丢弃、赶走、打发走、摆脱某人。那 rid 本身其实就是一个动词，是摆脱、使免除的意思，而 get off 是它最常见的片语。那要怎么把 get off 这个片语用在一个句子里呢？比方说妈妈常常用漂白水来帮忙去除我衣服上的污渍，就可以说 Mom used bleach to get off the stain on my shirt. Now let's take a look at the second example. The clerk got rid of the complaining customer by saying the shop was about to close. 那位店员和一直抱怨的客人说店要关了，以摆脱他。这边补充同意的片语还有 do away with, dispose of, 都可以和 get off 交替使用。最后一个单字是 craving， 它是一个名词，意思是渴望、热望、难以抑制的渴求。 An intense, urgent, or abnormal desire or longing。 在这英文解释中， desire 和 longing 也是它的同义字。另外 thirst， 我们常常听到的 thirsty 的名词也有渴望的意思。例如 thirst for learning 就是对学习的渴望。或者你过去有没有半夜很饿很想吃东西的经验，或是你的朋友室友拉你一起去吃宵夜，就可以说 Rebecca had a sudden craving for late night snacks, so she pulled her roomies to the nearest fast food restaurant. Rebecca 突然很想吃宵夜，于是她拉着她的室友一起到最近的素食餐厅。Okay, that's all for today. If you're still thinking about what you're gonna do to refresh yourself, maybe a glass of honey and lemon will work for you.I hope you enjoy today's show. Stay tuned and don't forget to practice pronunciation challenge every day. See you next time on VoiceTube.